When we expend negative energy towards others and the world around us, we push ourselves further away from our own success. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts with your host, Richard Levy. Our show provides a positive blueprint to what you could be doing in order to bring more success to your life. Now, here's Richard Levy.
Greetings to you, ladies and gentlemen, in the United States of America and all around the world. This is Richard Levy in Flower Mound, Texas. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts, where we talk about the thoughts, feelings, and actions you need to take to live your dreams. You see, dear friends, when you discover your passion and do what you love, life becomes easy and fun. Along the way, the universe brings you into contact with like-minded people who compliment you, who support you, who buy from you, and who want the services and products you offer for sale. The word work drops out of your vocabulary and you begin to live your dream. People can see your enthusiasm. Negative people seem to go elsewhere. Isn't that interesting? You are, quote unquote, no fun to the negative, unhappy people when you are loving life. To prove my point, dear friends, my guest today went from the corporate life to the life of the entrepreneur. He went from living by the rules of the company to his beliefs about attracting his own prosperity on his own terms and in his own manner. If any of you see a change in life, in your path, in your journey, and you're ready to follow your passion and reap the rewards of doing what you love, then you'll want to listen to my guest today, Mr. Charles Johnson. Hello, Charles. Welcome to Wealthy Thoughts. How are you, and how are you feeling today?
Oh, I'm feeling great. And again, thank you for allowing me a few minutes with you in your space and on this station with you and your audience. I'm doing great. Thank you.
You're very welcome. You sound great, Charles. I love your story. I've met Charles, and ladies and gentlemen, when you hear what Charles, the shift he made, the courage he called upon himself within himself to make a shift that a lot of you are going to want to listen to carefully, not for you to turn envious, just the opposite, to be happy for Charles. And this could be the message, this could be the impetus, this could be what you need, the shove, the nudge, shall I say, to move from where you are. You may be pleasing mommy and daddy, you may be doing what they want, you may be in the family business, you may have gone on the professional, the career path, what you thought in your mind would please your family, your friends, but inside it's not ticking. And you know that when it's not ticking, it's not feeling great inside, then it may be something that you want to do completely different. Listen to Charles Johnson's story today, ladies and gentlemen, and let Charles hopefully influence you to perhaps make that shift to follow your passion so that you, like Charles, are no longer working. You are enjoying life. You have challenges out there, but life becomes fun and easy, and I believe that's what it's all about when you follow your passion as an entrepreneur. Charles, before we talk about your passion and what you're doing right now, which is very exciting, let's talk about you. Share with us, if you would please, Charles, what is your story? What did you go through that led you to make a pretty big life change?
Well, Richard, I don't think my story is new. It's one that has been told many times before, and it really stemmed from a belief that if I can make a lot of money, I would be happy. That if I could find that job that secured all of that income, somehow it would translate into, ironically, more freedom to do something that I really do want to enjoy. It's a funny story. So I've been in marketing and in sales for nearly 15 years. And in sales, that's the type of job that translates into sales equals commission. And I thought, wear the pinstripe suit, gel the hair back, adopt a philosophy like Gecko from Wall Street, and all would be golden. But obviously life changes, you grow, you expand, and you start to realize that making money doesn't make you happy necessarily. And I would have to say over 15 years, my sales slowly dropped every year. And so did every job that I was involved in that dealt with sales. And I would probably go through those years claiming every employer didn't know what they were thinking and didn't have the right marketing strategies. And if they just knew what I knew, they'd be more successful, and on and on and on, until, of course, you wind up with your last job and you realize, maybe it's not the employer, maybe it's me. And that's where I came into creating my own business. I had a great job as an investment advisor. I was a manager of a firm. And in that position, my job was marketing. And somewhere in that little job, someone introduced to me a media company that said, you're going to need to create videos and podcasts and write blogs. And all of this will get you into the arena of social media, and it will translate into more sales. I thought, sure, that makes sense. Now, while I was in that, doing that work as a marketing manager, but also creating videos and podcasts, I found that I rather enjoyed making a video and getting onto a podcast and talking and writing blogs. I thought, well, this is great. Suddenly my life was starting to turn around, and I was starting to enjoy being a salesperson again. But I found that the sales I was making didn't translate into success, but I did find myself happier. And my company chose to get purchased by another company, and I was invited out there into the big bad world to find a new job. And when that happened, I would have to say that night I came home and realized I'm never going to go to work for another person again. It's just never going to happen again. I'm going to be on my own, and I will figure out how to find my own happiness, and I'll find a business that I can enjoy. So when I left that job, I went back to thinking, well, it doesn't make a lot of sense to just follow your passion. You need a job, right? And so I put the suit back on and got in that beautiful Cadillac and drove down the freeway one morning to a networking meeting to go find that next job. And sure enough, somebody came out of some lane and literally was fishtailing around all the cars, and there was no way for me to react, and my car went right through their car, and there I am in a ball of smoke, and windows are broken out, and my Cadillac's talking to me, telling me I've been in an accident. And I got out of the car and touched my body and didn't feel one injury anywhere, and I thought, okay, it's time to try to find something different to do. And so I came home that day and realized I'm going to start a business where I would create videos, and I would podcast with local business owners, and I would just enjoy myself and just see if maybe I couldn't make some money on my own doing it that way. And that's how I started my company, and I began it on April 11th, 2011. I've been at it ever since, and I can't begin to tell you how the income grew to the point where it surpassed what I was making as an investment advisor. And I thought there would have been no way you could follow a passion and have something that's like a hobby make you more money than a job you're doing sitting in a cubicle. And it's true.
I love it. We're going to come back to that point, ladies and gentlemen, which you just heard Charles Johnson say, that he made the shift, he's following his passion, his hobby, and he's making more money than when he was in the investment field. He's doing what he loves. Take a snapshot of that, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to come back to that. But I want to emphasize to you, the audience, dear friends, Charles, and correct me if I'm wrong, Charles, when you put that tie on, that suit, and you went into the corporate world, you're image was, and you looked at, it's pronounced Gecko, I guess, from the movie Wall Street, your image, and you're having fun with that, I realize that, that comment, but your image was to, your fantasy was, I'm going to get this suit on, work in the corporate world, make a lot of money, and I'm going to be one happy character, one happy guy. Is this the image in your mind when you went that route?
Of course. It was my one of my first experiences when I left high school. I went in the military. I worked for attorneys. I found these attorneys all seemed to have money and beautiful wives, and I thought, well, there's the ticket. Go and get yourself education and get yourself a suit and make a lot of money, and voila, all those things will appear. So, yes, that was exactly what I thought it would happen.
And I thank you very much, and I mean sincerely, for being honest about that. Do you hear that, ladies and gentlemen? And if he had, let's pretend for a moment, Charles, let's just say for a moment, okay, you put the suit on, and we're not going to mention any names, and you went into the corporate world, and you got several Cadillacs, and you got you got several homes around the United States, et cetera, et cetera. And that home is 10,000 square feet. This is all fiction, ladies and gentlemen. I make this up. The question is, and you're sitting back there on the porch, I'm speaking metaphorically with a cigar, and because you may or may not smoke, that's not the point. But you're living a good life. Charles, would you have been a happy guy?
I know that I would not have been a happy guy. I know
fabulous
that.
I
know that the results. Yeah, I know the results might be what you think equals the happiness, but I believe there's something inherently underneath that, some psychological scenario that we build up in our minds. In mine, it was always, if I make enough money, I'll be able to do something else that will make me happy. And I think many people out there feel that way. If you ask them, what would you rather do? I'd rather sit on my porch and play guitar all day or be in a music band, but I can't, so I do this job. But if I made enough money, I would then do that. And I think I just got pushed out of a corporate job and arrived at, well, I can go ahead and do that now, I guess, because I'm unemployed. And that's exactly what I did. And I jumped right into the podcasting and videography. So.
Okay. And you have, for the audience, you're married and you have one child. Am I correct?
We now have two children. My wife and I felt the urge for one more child. So we have a 10-year-old daughter and a 10-month-old little boy. So we have two children now.
Two children, so congratulations. The 10 fits in both places. One's a 10-year-old, one's a 10-month-old.
You got it.
So they have two children. So, ladies and gentlemen, you hear what also be the breadwinner could be a woman, it could be the man, it could be both. Nowadays, we know that. There's a lot of men who stay home. In this case, it's the traditional family. Charlotte's going out, and he does he's taking responsibility to protect the livelihood, food on the table, clothes on the back, a nice home, et cetera, for the family. So that was also in the back of his mind, that he does need to have some income coming in. And also, Charles, I found it quite interesting that you said at the top of the hour when we began the show that in the corporate world you went through, I believe, several jobs. It's not so important how many, but you went through several corporate jobs, and you would start on a high note. That's my phrase, not yours. But the income from these sales jobs would drop in each one of them. Did I hear that correctly?
Yes, it did. I didn't feel as though it – I mean, I kept focusing on trying to make more sales, but in reality, I think I was dragging myself down mentally because – and perhaps even spiritually, I just was no longer being fed with this notion that I just want to get up every morning and just do something that makes money. It simply was too hollow, but I couldn't feel that way until – And this isn't new to an audience member listening. As you get older, you grow. You start to understand there's far more things that are valuable than just simply the paycheck. There are many overworked people with large paychecks who go, I should be happier than I am now. And they aren't. And until they can identify what's kind of underlying those feelings and replace it with other things that make them feel more fed, you just find yourself slowly drifting in your job or in jobs, in my case, and until you're pushed into a conclusion like, I'm not happy and I'm in the wrong jobs and chasing money isn't the answer for me. And I'm talking to me personally. Others, God bless them if they had a 10,000 square foot house and four Cadillacs and a cigar box of, you know, Cubans.
Okay, so not only was there a message, ladies and gentlemen, if you're understanding me, ladies and gentlemen, Charles is not defective. He's not broken. There's a message out there. His income was dropping. He just mentioned to you. He's not waking up every morning with enthusiasm. I'm ready to go out the door, start the car up, and go hit the pavement running and produce more sales, make my boss happier, the corporate life, make this the country club scene, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, it got to the extreme. The universe is only showing him the clues by the paycheck decreasing that he's not enthusiastic, he's not passionate, but he had an automobile accident. And when you smashed up the Cadillac, and fortunately, thank God, you came out fine physically, was that one of the final messages when you became clear from the universe that it's time to maybe do something different?
Definitely. It was almost as if, and I don't want to get too crazy symbolic. I do come from a blue-collar family in Indiana, so they roll their eyes at some of these statements, but we'll ignore them for now. I think I saw that Cadillac all crunched up and thought, good riddance. I'm glad to be done with some of these symbols that I thought translated into happiness, and to have a good friend come pick me up. And believe me, and I tell you this, it was funny that you mentioned cigars. He showed up with his pickup truck, and he had two cigars in the truck. And he gave me one, and I don't smoke. He said, congratulations, you're alive. Let's get out of here. And, you know, it's moments like that that remind you that, you know, things and the way things come together for you in your life, there is sometimes a good reason for it. And I think we can make up our own justifications or we can write our own story about that. But for me, my story was, I'm going to make a change today, and I'm going to give myself that last shot, draw a line in the sand, if you will, and find out what I'm really passionate about.
Okay.
And money be damned.
Exactly right. Money be damned. And, ladies and gentlemen, isn't Charles Johnson lucky? Obviously lucky that he was unharmed, uninjured, but he got this message at a young age. Instead of if he had the four Cadillacs and the four condos and homes, et cetera, and he's 75 years old, which he's not. He's nowhere near there. But let's just play like, and he's 75, 80 years old, 95. And let's say he has tons of money in the bank that's going to be passed on to his children and his wife or whatever after he passes on. And he says, if some little boy were to ask him, Mr. Johnson, what would you have done differently in life? And Mr. Johnson and Charles would say, hypothetically, what I would have done differently, this money does not mean all that much to me. What means much to me is if I had followed my passion, if I had done what I want to do in life. So Charles is a lucky man. He discovers this at a young age. And it's shown, ladies and gentlemen, on his ironical, funny, satirical YouTube video. And they would go to your website at www.chazcast, and I'm going to spell that C-H-A-Z, and it's together, C-A-S-T-S.com. We'll come back to your website, but there we can find the YouTube link, I suppose, Charles, of Goodbye Corporate Chumps. Is that how they would find your YouTube video, or is there a better way to go?
No, that's correct. They could go to the website, or then go to YouTube, and they could type in just that word, and they'll see multiple videos. And in there's definitely one of the first videos I ever put together, which was my transition from the corporate into basically finding my smile again, if you will. And that's
and
a
you
no,
did.
2 minute. Oh, I did.
It's a sharp video. You can have a sip of water, sip of tea, coffee, whatever, and watch it. It'll start and be over with. It's not one of those long, drawn out videos that's going to hold you up for 55 minutes. It's short, it's sweet, and it has the message. And you'll see Charles open up a dictionary and describing corporate life. You'll see him with his suit, and he metaphorically, symbolically, he's changing from the corporate life and saying, this is not for me. Maybe for you, Fred or Carol, and those are fictitious people, but it's not for Charles Johnson. And I think when you watch his video, you'll get a feeling of what a wonderful person Charles is, what a warm person he is, how a down-to-earth person, and hopefully that will influence you also. If you're teeter-totting, you're right, you're on the wall, should I stay in an unpleasant situation, make a lot of money or not, or should I follow my passion? So you decided to go ahead and give up on the corporate life, go follow your passion. And what is your passion, and where are you going as you leave the corporate world, Charles?
Well, that's a good question, Richard. When I first left that corporate position and then found myself unemployed and found myself without the car and all the accessories, and started my business, I really found quickly on that what I was most interested in was working with business owners to help them be successful. And that's not even a good answer. Let me put it another way. When a band asked me to do a video for them, they're called the Texas Gypsies, and that video landed them a gig in Dubai that paid them very well and gave them everything you can imagine a lifestyle to be when you're in Dubai doing a concert. You know, that turned out to be, for me, the greatest joy, was that something I created helped them get more. So it's in some ways like a sales job. I am helping someone create something, whether it's a video about a product or their service or their story, whatever it is, so that it translates into growth in business. I'm assuming someone who hired me to do a video is themselves wanting to grow and that they're in where they want to be in their particular position, and that's what gives me joy. It's surprising that I say that because I do video work and I love working my cameras and I love editing and I love all of those technical details, but I really love just being with the client and helping them create that story before the camera's even turned on. I really like that part of the job.
Well, I can attest to that, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to disclose that Charles and I have a business interest, and when we met our first time, I could see that in his eyes. He did not go into technicalities of the video. He knows the technicalities. I'm really not interested in that. I'm interested in the end result, and this is what we talked about. And we're going to mention to you very shortly how you can get a hold of Charles Johnson to help you in your business. And as he just emphasized, it's a big point. He's your friend. He's going to get to know you, your needs. What do you need to do to expand to get where you want to get? Let Charles handle all the technical material, equipment, etc. I'm curious about this Dubai story. This was
sure.
a musical group, and what did they exactly need, and how did they find you, and what happened with them, please?
Sure. Yeah, the Texas Gypsies, I came across them because the lead singer, the founder of the band, is also a music director for a spiritual center where I had been producing videos and was a member of. And when I got to know him, he had mentioned, hey, my band, we do these 20s, 30s, swing, gypsy, Texas music, and we'd love for you to tape the live event. And after that, if it could be edited in such a way that it kind of promos several of our songs in a row, like a highlight reel, perhaps it could help us with more jobs, you know, in the area. And, of course, I obliged and did it and enjoyed it, and I even made a video about my making that video and what it really meant to me personally. And when they came back and said, yeah, great video, and I'm, like most people, watching the YouTube channel and examining the hits and going, okay, they're getting some hits. It still wasn't a success to me until I could hear them say it worked for them in the way they wanted it to work. And when they came back and said, hey, that video got us a call from an agent that wants us to do a New Year's Eve show in Dubai. And I'm talking about, you know, you can imagine what Dubai is like on New Year's Eve with all the, I mean, talk about money. And these people throw money, and these, and they were so enthused by how they were treated and how they were welcomed and all the things that came with it. It just became more of a joy than even making the video, was that something worked. And that's a key concept, and I think that's what's helped me grow my business, is that I have come to the age of, I'm 44 now, where I don't find any joy in telling prospective folks any untruths. I mean, you can make a video and it doesn't mean anything. It doesn't necessarily go viral. Something you say on video doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be interesting to someone. So my job is to tell you the truth, help you create something that you can feel proud of, that you feel joyous making, that you feel really talks to someone out there about who you really are. And if then if that video can translate into growth for you, then we've done a successful job. And if it hasn't, we need to stop doing it. Or you need to find another video person, or try something different. Never feel too frustrated. So for the Texas Gypsies in this case, they found great success. And in fact, they took some of that little chunk of money and hired me to do a more upscale promotional video for them, or at least a recent music video, which is now also on my channel. And but at any rate, the point is, it translated into growth for them. It translated into something that worked. It was success, and being successful, then I know my job was truly done.
You hear that, ladies and gentlemen? Charles Johnson is interested and passionate about what he does, but he's even more passionate and interested in you succeeding, you reaching your goals. And if I understood you correctly, Charles, if Joe Blow, fictitious person, or Carol Sue, whatever fictitious person, comes to you with a business plan, a video shot, but in your gut it's not going to work, or they're not going to look good on video, or you don't believe their message is going to resonate and be popular on YouTube or social media, you're going to tell them right away, I don't think this is a mix. This is a good mix, and you might want to look elsewhere unless you're able to coach them to bring them up to your standards. Did I understand that somewhat correctly?
Yes. I don't mean to be abrupt with any clients. I just don't want to waste their time, and I want them to also understand that there's a lot of things that they're coming into understanding about video. That some people have never really been on video. They've never seen themselves. They have an idea in their head how it will look, and they've got an idea off of something they watch on television or HBO or something they saw from someone else. And I'm there to try to teach the client that, you know, that individual you're watching may have been doing videos for 5 years. Go to their first couple videos. Then go to a couple videos 2 years later. And then go to their last few. You're going to see an evolution and how they improved. So it's my job to let clients know that sometimes your first few videos coming out, you may feel a little disappointed. You're thinking, my message is awesome. How come there aren't millions of people just showing up on YouTube playing my video? Or they have these notions that, oh, we'll make this really funny video and it will go viral, but I'm just not a big believer that you make viral. I think viral sort of just happens. Something usually
interesting
unexpected.
Point.
Something unexpected. I mean, if you and I make a video, Richard, for example, and suddenly Bigfoot shows up outside of your house looking in through the window, blowing a raspberry on the window, that may make your video go viral. You and I doing the video may not necessarily be viral, but if you make a video consistently, put in practice and the effort, you know, consider things that I've seen. I've shot 300-400 videos over the last 4 years. I've shot a lot of videos. So I know what has worked for certain clients and what hasn't. And the clients that the videos work for are always open to ideas and suggestions, because until you see it all come out on a video, you may not always know what you want until you see it. And then when you see it, you go, okay, I want something different next time. Great. Now we're going in the right direction, because like running a business, you don't get better until you practice, until you run through scenarios and you go, that's the right way for me to market. Same as producing a video. No difference.
Very interesting. Ladies and gentlemen, Charles Johnson talked about the famous and all-famous video that's gone viral on YouTube. And for those of you living outside the United States, if you're not familiar with what we're talking about, and correct me if I'm wrong, Charles, you're the expert here. Somebody, it could be an entertainment person. It could be somebody doing something very silly with their dog. The dog stands up and almost speaks like human, et cetera. And this video shot, this YouTube video, gets 1 million hits, 5 million hits. Well, certainly any business entrepreneur would love to have that visibility on the internet. But you just said a moment ago, you don't create a video that goes viral. It happens because of the audience. And it may be something that's something happens to your house, to your dog, to your child, good or bad, that goes viral, but that's not necessarily something that was planned in advance. What Charles does is helps build a series of videos to build the audience. Is that correct, Charles, or help me out, please?
No, I that's absolutely correct. In fact, let me give you an example, and this is, again, my personal perspective on it, is that if we were all good at creating viral videos for YouTube, then we would all be on the same plane and in the same business of what goes on in Hollywood. They make all kinds of fictional movies. For what reason? To be the box office winner for that weekend or for those weekends, to bring in all that money and to garner all those awards. They just don't call it viral. They just call it a successful movie. And those people are many talented folks creating a story and making something so amazing. So if you're just in a position where you're talking about your service, your product, I think viral is a little different. I don't think you're going to be able to just make viral. That is, I'm not saying it can't be done. It's just harder than it looks. Most people look at someone on camera and they go, oh, well, I can do what that individual does. Sure you can. With practice and with training, you can arrive at that level. And I've seen many great channels on YouTube that get millions of hits. And I can guarantee you they've had the channel open for a number of years, and they consistently practice and put effort into each of their videos. And as a result, they grow an audience that's used to seeing a consistent message. And in that case, I call that more viral than just simply, here's a camera of my cat, you know, chasing yarn balls. That's different. And for business owners, it's important that I'm not concerned as a business owner that anything I make goes viral. I'm only interested that if 15 people hit the video, one of them is a prospective business owner who would like me to help them make something too. That's viral to me. I don't need 1 million people. There is a, I don't mean to get off topic here, there's a wonderful musician named Billy Corbin of the Smashing Pumpkins. He lives in the neck of the woods where you used to live, Richard, in Chicago. And his statement about social media and this, all of this business with YouTube and LinkedIn and all these things was just, it's not necessarily a translation into growth in your business. It's more like a barber shop. Lots of conversations, lots of comments, lots of people sharing things. But whenever he steps out of the barber shop, well, then they go back to this their lives. They don't necessarily, change doesn't always happen. So I tell people, when you're thinking of a viral doesn't necessarily mean growth for your business. I think creating something good that speaks true to people watching it, even if it's only 15 people, is really the objective that a business owner should be trying to follow, is saying, I want to make the best video for the 20 people who might watch this, even if it's just 20 people, so that one of them translates into a phone call. That's more important, I think, 1 million people going viral, in which case you might get bugged with 1,000 comments, but none of them may necessarily equate to somebody saying, hey, I love what you did, I want to hire you. I'm not entirely certain that happens.
That's fascinating. Ladies and gentlemen, did you get that? Charles Johnson's goal is not necessarily to put you out on the internet or YouTube with 1 million or 2 million hits, which is a great party conversation when you have a barbecue. It sounds great. But as Charles said, what if out of the 1 million, 2 million people, 2,000 people add comments, they write their comments, but the results in zero sales. It's done nothing for you. And so he puts it on a smaller scale. If you get 15 to 20 hits, but one, two, three people love you, love your services, buy into your services, and guess what? One of those three or four people passes it on to their friends and says, this guy, this woman is fantastic. Take a look at this. Look at their site. And then that person buys, that second person, the branch of the tree, it branches out, buys 500,000 units of your product or hires you to be a consultant. This is what Charles Johnson can help with. And I want you, ladies and gentlemen, to get in touch with Charles. Not everybody's going to fit. As he said a moment ago, he's going to talk to you. You talk to him, and you all will see if you are fit. And if you're fit, the odds of you going somewhere are very, very high. Charles, how can the audience get a hold of you, whether they're living in your current state of Texas where you are, or if they're in Maine, or if they're in Europe? How can anybody get a hold of you, please?
Well, I do believe I have contact information on my website, as you had indicated. Also, I believe my phone number is on there under the contact form on email, which that is really the way I've gotten most of my jobs, are people who have filled out the contact form and just inquired into price or a video concept of some kind that they wanted to ask me about. And usually those literally have turned into some of the biggest jobs I've ever done. And just to reiterate, I have put a number of videos up on my channel, and I think I've got maybe 3,000 hits, which should mean in the world of viral, boy, he's not going anywhere. But I'm telling you, my salary has doubled what I made in an investment advisor for only 3,000 hits. So I know there's something to making the right video and getting into the right hands of the right people who make decisions and who hire you. Same
and
with
the
people
right
who
person,
are selling the service.
It says it all right there, ladies and gentlemen. Charles mentioned he had 3,000 hits. He didn't have the million, 5 million hits. He had 3,000. But out of those 3,000 hits, he is now making a higher income than when he was in investment business. Charles, your website, and correct me if I'm wrong, is ChazCast, and that's www.chazcasts. I'm going to repeat that, ladies and gentlemen. ChazCasts, ChazCasts at CASTS.com. And do I have your permission to – I have your phone number in front of me. May I mention this right now on the show, Charles?
Sure, why not?
Okay. Your phone number in the United States would be area code 972-674-7180. That's 972-674-7180. And if you're calling from outside the United States, the access code to America is 1, and you would dial 001, and then the area code 972-674-7180. Call him, leave a message, or go through the contact form on his website. And wherever you're living, whatever your goals are, let Charles Johnson help you reach your goals. And he offers, as a matter of fact, a free 30-minute creative consultation. Is that correct, Charles?
Or as long as it typically takes in a conversation. I tend to feel like if the vibration's there and the juices are flowing and we're having a good conversation, I don't typically find myself hanging up on anybody.
I hear your point. So, ladies and gentlemen, he's having fun with this. I said 30 minutes, and if you're at the 29-minute point and the juices are flowing, there's energy, Charles is not going to say, Fred or Susan, time's up. Have a nice day. Common sense. The conversation will go longer than 30 minutes. And on the other side, if he feels the energy is not there, he will give you advice of where you might go to get your needs taken care of. And that's your friend. And that's what you're going to leave feeling good, regardless of how it goes. So get a hold of Charles and take a look at his YouTube video, Goodbye Corporate Chumps. I love it. It's simple. It's easy reading. I don't care if you're tired, get ready to go to bed at night, or you're waking up in the morning and having your orange juice and coffee. Watch the video. It is hilarious. No, it is. It's humorous. It's fun. And it makes the message. Charles, what kind of surprises, what kind of aha moments can you share with the audience about following a passion and running a business, please?
Oh, gosh. I suppose it's been said before, but I learned that when you first follow your passion, and let's call it a hobby. Let's say it's just a hobby. When you do that, oftentimes there's no responsibility. You're just doing something you enjoy. Now, it does change a little bit when suddenly it translates into someone's hiring you and they want to give you a check in your hands. Mm-hmm. And suddenly Right. your hobby does turn into responsibility, which, quote-unquote, we call a job or we call work. And I'm not here to cross semantics with anybody on that, but I do believe that anything you do, even if they're fun, when you start collecting money, it becomes a serious matter. It becomes something where you strive to become better at that craft. And like video and in editing, I'm always constantly working to educate myself and become better at what I'm doing, but yet still remain having fun doing it. Because at the end of the day, your client, you know, when I'm working with someone, they got to enjoy what they're doing. They got to enjoy it or it doesn't come off on video very well.
And it sure does. I hear you and I agree with that. Charles, we've got a caller who may have a question for you. Let's see if we can get in touch with a caller. Carla, state your name, where you're calling from, and let's hear your question. Great to hear from you. Go ahead, caller from area code 334. Are you there with us? Oh, I'm not sure. We'll see if they pipe in later on, Charles.
Okay.
Maybe they're on mute on their phone line. But if caller, if you have a question, just pipe in and let us know what your question for Charles is. It's interesting, Charles. You found greater success in marketing video than in other professions where you were a marketing manager. You talked about your prior professions. Why, you mentioned you have a greater amount of income, greater success. What do you attribute that to? I find that very curious, very interesting.
Well, when I go out and I marketed financial services, for instance, or insurance or whatever field I was in selling, you know, it's always product-driven and it's always graded, if you will, by your peers or by the people you work with to say what has closed and what has still remained open, and suddenly, you know, it becomes a numbers game and all of that. And somehow it seems to have a life expectancy of until the sale happens or the client goes away or the prospect goes away and doesn't want to buy. Where I feel like what I'm doing as a videographer, as an editor, is I'm living a life and doing something and creating something at all times, whether it's personal or it's business. So for me, it never ends because someone says they don't want to use me, or it doesn't end if suddenly I don't have any clients on any given week. I continually shoot things, or in some cases, I've done things for free. I've done things because a particular prospect might have been somebody who I really believed in what they were talking about, or it extends to, you know, how I felt about helping them. And so no longer did I worry about there was no longer a judgment of success or failure. Let's put it that way. It was never any more of a marketing plan. It was just, I'm going to continue to shoot as often as I can with people who I really enjoy being around. And I just know by that virtue that we're both two people loving what we do and we're putting on video, it's going to be successful somewhere, somehow.
All right, and I love that. We may have another caller, maybe the same person, a caller from area code 214, Dallas. Are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hi, what state's your first name only? Where are you calling from? Glad to hear you on Wealthy Thoughts, and please let us know your question.
Hi, my name is Dion, and I am in Dallas. And
hi, Dion.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hello, Chaz. Quick question. If I have been doing this entrepreneur thing for about 2 years, and I'm just wondering, like, at what point do you get comfortable? I hear you're saying, you know, you just keep shooting.
Right.
And I have clients, and I'm always feeling on the edge, like, okay, what if they go away? I feel like I'm pretty successful with the numbers, you know, getting into six digits pretty quick, but still very nerve-wracking.
That's a valid concern, right? Talk about passion as if there's no numbers involved. There's still money, right? There's income, there's clients, and whether or not you're retaining them long enough. But as far as feeling comfortable, again, I don't know where the comfort level ever gets to where you're just totally comfortable. I think as an entrepreneur, you're always keeping somewhat of a close eye on your current clients. And for me, I don't know if I'm ever quite comfortable with it. I'm always calling on old clients, the current ones I have, always taking the lunch, always giving them emails with ideas or something I've come across. And that's something that never goes away. Now, if the comfort is something separate, like, which can happen as an entrepreneur, is your confidence level in what you're doing as a individual. I mean, you may be the best accountant, but you may also wonder, are there better accountants out there? Why would these people work with me? I mean, that's something that also is an issue with many entrepreneurs, is that we're always kind of getting into this feeling we're kind of judging ourselves or looking at others' business models and going, what am I not doing right? And that's where that can really kind of feed into, you know, our vibration, if you will, or our feelings towards, you know, our comfort level, if that helps in any way.
So I'm not going to ever be comfortable.
Well, it's you know, you should feel joyous about what you're doing, that's for sure.
But I'm super joyous. I'm psyched. I mean, that part is a wrap. I'm like, I can't believe I'm working in my PJs right now.
Well, then that's as comfortable as you can get, I think.
I know. But I just like, man, do people ever just feel like, okay, I can just breathe and do the work? Like when I was in the corporate world, I just get to work at 8, leave at 5. It was some sort of security. And out here, I just feel like, even though I feel very secure with my clients, it still feels uncomfortable, like an anxiety.
Yeah, I don't know. I talk to others who I mentor with who have been running businesses longer than I have, and I always get a sense that it's kind of always top of mind with them, their business, their clients, what's coming in and what's coming out. And I do think you're going to have to continue to find those ways of balancing, you know, the client load you have versus, you know, when can you just turn it off? And I don't know. Maybe part of what inspires us to be entrepreneurs, you and I, is that we don't like to necessarily always turn it off. We like to think of ways to find new clients or to find ways of retaining them, or in some cases just to feel like you made it. I don't know. I produce many videos and still feel as though it could be better, and that never goes away. So
that's
not always easy to translate to an accountant work, but, you know, it's
true.
I agree.
What is your first name again?
Dion.
Dion, hi Dion. This is Richard. We have just a few minutes left, but let me put in my two cents about this. Is first of all, we both, Charles and I, are excited that you've gone on your own and you are an entrepreneur. And I believe you said you've gone into six digits realm and you're in your PJs at home. Can't get better than that. But let me make a suggestion to you. When you start your day in the morning, I would like to give you homework. This has nothing to do with being an entrepreneur. This is refocusing your thoughts and your energy, Dion. What I want you to think about doing when you wake up, you go to the bathroom, you get your coffee or tea, whatever your normal routine is, get private by yourself. I don't know your family life, whatever your situation is. And once you get a notebook from Walgreens, CVS, whatever, and I want you to write 5 or 10 statements why you're grateful. This has nothing to do with you being an entrepreneur. This has to do with you getting in touch with your strength. And I want you to write why you are grateful. And it could be, I'm grateful for the sunshine. I'm grateful for meeting somebody yesterday. I'm grateful for seeing my dog or my cat, whatever. I want you to get more involved with your energy. And the way you do that is fill out a gratefulness journal on paper. And at nighttime, I want you, before you go to bed, write 5 more reasons you're grateful. Short sentences. Most people will do this for a few days and give up. This is going to shift your energy. The other thing I want you to do is whatever your business in, whatever business you're in, I want you to write down a goal or two and paste that in front of your computer so you're looking at that throughout the day, and you perhaps can record your voice on your smartphone and listen to yourself. And repeat some affirmations. I am successful, I am wealthy, I am prosperity. Any book has affirmations. My book, Thoughts Make You Wealthy, has a ton of them. Every personal development book has this. And what am I doing? What are you doing, Dion? I recommend you're shifting your focus from your anxiety, which comes up because you're not doing what Charles did. You're not going into the corporate office and pleasing somebody and working for somebody else. You're working for yourself. Keep doing that. That is fantastic. Love what you're doing. But I want you to spend a little more time focusing on Dion in the morning with gratefulness. In the morning, gratefulness. Look at your goals. And this will divert your attention away from what is perhaps making you nervous. Does this make sense somewhat?
It does. It definitely does make sense. And I wrote that down. I think that will just help me be more grateful for all this goodness.
Yay.
And just take a deep breath.
Do take a deep breath. And it's awesome. Thank you, Charles. You're right, Dion. And do spend a deep breath. Are we kidding? No, we're not. That is fantastic. Breathing, as simple as breathing is, and it sounds kind of funny. We need to stay alive by breathing, but we need to keep ourselves spiritually alive by breathing. And so in the morning, in the evening, middle of the day, when you're alone, not when you're driving the car necessarily, but when you're at home by yourself and you listen to music or not, whatever turns you on, slow down that breathing and take some deep breaths, close your eyes, and hold the breath. Do not be weird and go too long holding the breath because you do need to stay alive. But let that slow down that breathing quite a bit and watch what happens. Ideas will pop in your mind. You'll have a new direction to go. You'll think about new clients to reach out to. And what you're doing is you're going to substitute more confidence, more self-love, and self-appreciation. We have about a minute or so to go before we close up. Charles, do you have any comments about what I was talking about for Dion?
I agree 100%. In fact, I think one of the best ways we get comfortable in our jobs, I guess from a practical perspective, is kind of learning how to just sort of mentally or spiritually letting go of the anxiety of how many clients or who's being retained, but rather just try to breathe through all your efforts with the people you're working with, to be joyous to them, to be attentive to them. And oftentimes we can't really control too much of the external with our clients. We can only be there for them, be the person they hired, and typically I tend to find that all those fears resolve away and none of them ever actually happen.
That is fantastic. Dion, does this help you out a little bit?
Yes, thank you so much. Enjoying your show. I think I'm going to actually pick up your book too, Wealthy Thoughts. I love mantras and meditation, so that will be a nice addition to the collection.
Thank you so much. I loved hearing from you. Call in anytime. And my website is at nice. Thank you, Dion. Thank you, and Charles. And Charles, we're going to tell the audience how they can get hold of you. Dion, my website is thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. And if you have any questions, email me at wealthythoughts@gmail.com. Wealthythoughts@gmail.com. And I'm there to support you and help you reach your goals.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Great to hear from you. Have a wonderful day. Thank you so much. Charles, we're getting ready to close up. This has been fantastic. Let the audience know again, how can they get a hold of you, please?
Their best bet would be to visit my website at www.chaz, that's with a Z, casts, ends with an S, .com. And on there's usually a contact tab. last time I looked at it, and they could fill in information, and I'd get an email, and usually the individual would leave their phone number or a way for me to contact them, or they'd give me some brief description of what possibly they're looking at doing for a project, and we'll go from there.
Fantastic. And your phone number, and ladies and gentlemen, I'm disclosing, Charles gave me permission, and it's on his website in the United States, 972-674-7180. That's 972-674-7180. If you're calling from outside the United States, just add the prefix 001-972-674-7180. And his website, Charles Johnson's website, is ChazCast, and I'm going to spell all of that, ChazCast.com. And I assume if they Google Charles Johnson, are they going to find 100,000 Charles Johnsons?
They will. If you do ChazCast, of course, they'll get pages and pages of things that talk about blogs or videos or wherever my name seems to appear. I've got videos that seem to find themselves on all kinds of people's websites. I don't know how it happens, but it just does. So, yeah, they'll find it.
They'll find you. Okay, and that's Google ChazCast with an S. That's very important.
You have .com,
of course. And ladies and gentlemen, if you need any help with that, contact me at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. And Charles does offer a 30-minute free consultation, and he'll find out, as we talked about earlier in the show, whether there's a connection. And if there is, he'll take you to places you've never been to before. Charles, thank you so very much for being with us today on Wealthy Thoughts. I know I speak for our audience. You have truly found your passion. Clearly, you found your love, and I certainly feel it, as Dove does our audience. We thank you for being with us, and we wish you even more success, abundance, joy, and happiness, following your passion as a successful entrepreneur. Charles, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you, Richard, and thank you for letting me in with your audience.
You're very welcome, Charles. We hug you and wish you even more success. Your story is one of inspiration. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want to hear a rebroadcast of today's show, please go to thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com and click on to radio shows. We'll have it up later today on my website. Please pass it around so we can get more people to follow their passion, like Charles Johnson was talking about it today. Let's get the word out. It will also be found, the link for today's show, on the free daily prosperity message that I send out every day. If you want to wake up to words of success, happiness, and prosperity, then please sign up at thoughtsmakeyouwealthy.com. Join 12,000 other followers and let yourself feel the same success energy. How you start your day is generally how your day flows. This is what we're talking to Dion about. Dear friends, remember, whatever you talk about, whatever you think about, and whatever you write about is what you attract. Sounds simple, doesn't it? Yes, that's the law of attraction. Therefore, why not make success, wealth, abundance, and prosperity the subject of your attention? This is Richard Levy in Flower Mound, Texas, reminding you to love, appreciate, admire, and approve of the most important person you know. And guess who that might be? That is you. So, bye and bye for now, ladies and gentlemen. We'll look forward to seeing you again next week on Wealthy Thoughts.
Thank you for inviting positive success into your life this week on Wealthy Thoughts. Please join host Richard Levy again next Monday at 2 p.m. Central, 3 p.m. Eastern, and noon Pacific. This week, think of something you can do to bring success and prosperity to others.